Welcome to the Midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again here in our Buck studio. We're going to have some live music, quite a treat, from members of the Buck Dancing and Dynamite Society. And our quiz question may be coming at a slightly weird time, a little early today perhaps, but of course I'll repeat it as usual after 12:30, so you'll have a crack at it either way. Summer brings various things that we've become accustomed to, and one of them is the season of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, co-founded by two of my guests today, Jeffrey Sykes, piano, and Stephanie Jutt, flute, and they've brought two other, shall we call them affiliates, Christopher Taylor, who will also be playing the piano a little later today, and then also with them is Yura Lee, who plays violin and viola. Welcome one and all.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hardly seems that a year has passed since the last time you were in here.
All flowing together.
That's so true, as the music does, of course. And you have a lot of it today, so we won't be talking for very long to set things up. That's another good problem to have. But I think it always helps to re-inform people about what Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society is, because it's almost like a repertory company of musicians.
Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society is a chamber music festival. And what that means is we play in small groups, in small venues, with audiences up to maybe 300 at the most. And it's friends from all over the country that come together every June for 3 weeks. We have six programs. Each week we do two separate programs. And we have venues in Taliesin at the Hillside Theater, at Overture in the Playhouse, and at the Stoughton Opera House.
All of them rather intimate venues, and you also do a lot to break down that barrier that sometimes exists between audience and performer. Well, I mean, we won't even get into all the fun and games and surprises, the kind of the showbiz part of it. But you also do a lot to set up each piece before you play it.
Sure. We always try to have a nice chat with the audience before we play. And we try to make the setting something that's really conducive to active and interested listening for the audience members.
Now, the first composer you've chosen for today's selection, all of these works are works that are featured in this summer's series, the three that we'll be hearing. And I seem to recall from a year ago that you played some Guastavino, or is he an even more recent discovery of the BDDS?
Well, I think he's a recent discovery of Stephanie's because of a trip that she took to Argentina.
Yes, I think this is the first time we've ever played a piece by this composer, who I really had never heard of until I went to Argentina. But he's one of the most famous composers there, and he wrote a lot of music that is extremely charming, highly rhythmic, wonderful, based on lots of folk tunes and tricky, fun rhythms that are like a game to play.
And does that apply to the first piece that you're going to play
today? Absolutely.
And it's just called Introduction and Allegro.
It is.
And Allegro for flute and piano by the Argentinian composer Carlos Guastavino, played by the co-founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, flutist Stephanie Judd and pianist Jeffrey Sykes. And we'll hear more from them. We'll hear some CPE Bach. I think probably, especially given the way that ended, we'll give Stephanie in particular a little bit of a breather. And I'm going to ask the quiz question right after this break here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Back with members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And now we're going to hear from a composer who is one of four sons of a composer that the sons apparently called the Old Wig because they thought that his style was antiquated by the time they came along. And indeed, their styles are very different. And actually, we're going to hear the first movement of this piece, and then I'll repeat or I'll answer yesterday's quiz question and ask today's. So, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, born 1714, one of the two older of the four sons total, and a style, as I said, very different from J.S. Bach. And what about this quartet in A minor is, I don't know, distinctive. Oh, at the piano, by the way. Christopher Taylor now is at the piano.
I suppose one of the distinctive things about it is the title. It's called a quartet, but there are actually only three of us sitting here. So I guess the idea is that actually the two hands of the pianist are kind of separate parts in a way. And in fact, the left hand could have been doubled by a cello optionally. Well, so that makes it four.
Johann Sebastian Bach did write some duets just for one pianist.
That's true.
So there is a tradition there. All right. So we'll hear the first movement then of this quartet for three players.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff from C.P.E. Bach. That's the first movement of his quartet in A minor for flute and viola and piano. And the flutist was Stephanie Jutt, the pianist Christopher Taylor, and we brought in violist Yura Lee, who's also performing with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society this summer. And now I'm going to ask our 12:30 quiz question after repeating yesterday's, and we'll hear the other two movements of that work. Yesterday's question was, the name of this closest living relative to an extinct 10-foot flightless bird is sometimes applied to a human population, and it's perhaps an unlikely answer that this largest bird who ever lived, the elephant bird, the closest living relative is the little kiwi, which, of course, is often applied to residents of New Zealand. That was yesterday's question. So you learn something every day here on the midday, whether you want to or not sometimes. Here's today's question. It's a little simpler. A future U.S. president who managed his college football team caused a delay of game by forgetting to bring what? That's today's question from Americana. A future U.S. president who managed his college football team caused a delay of game by forgetting to bring what? You can email your answer in the next half hour at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Michelle. We'll see who wins the prize just before 1 o'clock from among all correct respondents. And now, are we ready for the last two movements of the C.P.E. Bach?
We are. Thank you.
Lovely, pleasantly intense stuff from Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Nothing like a good A minor key for intensity and, well, lyricism in there too. Of course, that was a quartet in A minor by C.P.E. Bach, and it was for flute, viola, and piano, and it was played by three members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, the flutist being Stephanie Jutt, and the violist was Yura Lee, and the pianist Christopher Taylor for that outing. And I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question right after this here on WPR. Here's our 12:30 quiz question again. Today it was a little early to accommodate Mr. C.P.E. Bach. And our question today, a future U.S. president who managed his college football team caused a delay of game by forgetting to bring what? Hard to believe today. That's a hint. And you can answer the question as usual in about the next 19 minutes at midday at WPR.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Michelle. We'll see who wins the prize today just before 1 o'clock, as usual. Now we're back. We are back with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, several members of that large, complex organization, which is celebrating now, 21 years? 23 years. And we're going to hear some Claude Debussy, but first I should mention that their website, where you can get more information, is www.bachdancinganddynamitesociety.org.
BachDancingAndDynamite.org.
Ah, no society. Okay. I stand corrected. www.BachDancingAndDynamite.org.
Yay. Thank
okay.
you, Norm.
Okay. Happy to accommodate. Okay. And now a quick question for you, Yura Lee, who you have gone from playing viola in the work of C.P.E. Bach. Now you're playing violin for a work by Claude Debussy, the celebrated violin sonata of his. Is that a kind of a trick? A difficult thing to do in such tight turnaround?
Well, I think everybody has slight split personality in the best way possible. And I don't think you can be the same person playing violin and viola. You have to, it's a middle voice and a top voice, generally speaking. So you have to try to look at music in a different way. So I think it's, for me, very interesting.
Well, I think it's all going to be very interesting. This is Yura Lee, and we're bringing back now Jeffrey Sykes to the piano to play the violin sonata by Claude Debussy. And there you have the violin sonata by Claude Debussy. And it's a kind of a fascinating piece in a way, because, well, in many ways, but in one way, so often to me, Jeffrey Sykes, who played the piano, and Yura Lee, who was the violinist there, it just doesn't sound like Debussy, at least not the Debussy I'm used to. Do you think? I know at one point in his life, he was really concerned about repeating himself. And he would go to great lengths not to do what he'd done before. Do you think that's what's going on here? Or maybe it just sounds more like Debussy to you than it does to me?
Well, it definitely sounds like late Debussy to me. I mean, this is the very last piece that he wrote. He I think, died very shortly after finishing
right.
this piece. He had projected a series of sonatas, and he didn't live to complete them. This was the last one. And I think that he's one of those composers that in the last decade of his life really started branching out and exploring something brand new. And you know, had he lived a little bit longer, I think we would have seen even more crazy, wonderful experiments. I mean, this is, an incredible piece of music. And the late music of Debussy has certainly parts that have impressionistic color, but a lot of the rhythmic interest and the character interest that, say, Stravinsky's music has.
Oh, you know? Sure. And of course, he was slightly older. He was, I think, 20 years older than Stravinsky, but they were working both in that very formative first decade of the 20th century where it was kind of like anything goes. What do you think, Yura, in terms of violin music by Debussy? Is there a lot to work with there? Do you have a comparison you would make to this?
There aren't, well, this is technically called the third sonata, but there aren't that many violin music to work with, the violin piano itself or violin alone. But according to, compared to other orchestral music, you know, written for orchestra, also, which has violin in it,
right.
or quartets, it's the technique that he uses to make a sound out of the violin is not always what we call like not always a normal sound that we expect. There are a lot of, you know, over the fingerboard, which creates more of a fuzzy sound, or on the bridge, which creates a much more metallic kind of sound, a lot of pizzicatos. And it's almost like he was experimenting with different colors of the violin, a little bit beyond the boundaries at the time.
Well, he was all about color one way or the other, mm-hmm. wasn't he?
Yes, mm-hmm. he was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get to the results of our quiz question, let's see if we can just kind of recap. Jeffrey, I'll tap you for this, the upcoming season of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Absolutely. This Friday and this Saturday, both at the Overture Center, in the Playhouse at the Overture Center. Friday night, we perform a program called Exit Strategy. And Saturday night, we perform a program called Get a Move On. Then on Sunday at 2:30, we repeat Exit Strategy out at Taliesin, the Hillside Theater at Taliesin. Then at 6:30, a repeat of Get a Move On, which is a dance program, at 6:30 at Taliesin. And then a similar thing the following two weekends. So three weekends here in June, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. www.bachdancinganddynamite.org.
Right. That's right. And you'll have, what, I think a total of seven performers for this season, including, of course, flute and piano. And...
Oh, for this program, for this weekend. Mm-hmm. But I think over the whole season, we have 21 or 22.
Oh, is it that many? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. I was just looking at the week one there. That's right. Quite the combination of performers.
A movable feast, we call it.
And quite the flashy, traditionally, I might add, flashy program that you have, the printed program that goes with all this to explain it. Well, thanks again for being here this year. Stephanie Jutt was our flutist, Jeffrey Sykes the pianist, as was Christopher Taylor, and then Yura Lee was playing both violin and viola. Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, an institution over 23 seasons. The results of our 12:30 quiz question. Well, let's see. Oh, where did that question? Here it is. Future U.S. president who managed his college football team caused a delay of game by forgetting to bring what? So, unfortunately, as I say, it's hard to believe today that this would happen. He forgot. It was Herbert Hoover. It was 1891 or 92. He was with Stanford. He forgot to bring a football. So they had to go out and buy one because the opposing team didn't bring one either. So a football, that's the answer today. I think now they have about 30 of them on hand. Our winner is Carol F. of Sun Prairie, and if you will email back with your address, we'll send the prize to you, and it's a Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society CD, one of many that they have available. Thanks to our engineer, Brittany True. Thanks to Peter Bryant and the FM studio. Thanks to Mary Kate McCoy and also to Michelle Good. This is WPR.